Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Dr. Sergei Shuley Sorens with us. Welcome.
Hello, thank you.
It's great to hear your voice. Do you have anything that you'd like to share with us before? I've got a couple things on my list, but do you have any hot items that you want to share with us?
Well, I was thinking we could talk a little briefly, or perhaps not so briefly, about the matrix of the dying healthcare system.
Okay.
And how one can actually prepare oneself for the eventual destruction of the infrastructure of what we consider to be life and the essence of society, and the essential steps that a person needs to take. I was thinking that would be one of the things we cover, but what do you have on your mind?
Well, I was just wondering how Dr. Shuley's doing. Do you have an update on how he's doing?
Yeah, certainly. He is going through some physical therapies. He's still exercising, well, at least about an hour a day. His typical was 2 hours, still more than I do in terms of activity, but that's a lifetime of habits. He is recovering somewhat, but still not in a great place health-wise, and he is giving his best and saying hello and reminding people to mind your habits. And that's a message from Dr. Shuley for all the viewers. Take care of yourself, be responsible, and don't forget about the basics. The essential nutrition, activity, sleep, weight, your veggies, stress management, and, of course, all the good stuff. And that's my promise to Dr. Shuley to get this on the radio. So, there we are.
Very, very good. So my mom used to say when I was growing up, I can still hear her saying it in my mind, you are what you eat. Can you comment on that, please?
Well, another way of putting it is garbage in, garbage out. A good analogy that I use with my personal clients in the clinic and counseling and, well, and coaching is if you have a human body is much more amazing and more complicated than a vehicle, but let's just use a car, a vehicle, as an example. It comes with a blueprint. Right now, I am actually driving as we speak, so I hope the sound quality is good. This vehicle comes with a certain blueprint, and I do my best to follow the blueprint. In other words, I fill it with the right amount of gas, with the right type of gas. There's maintenance, there's all sorts of stuff. If I did not take care of the vehicle, I would not be safe driving right now. Basically, this is the same thing with a human body. If we think that we can put crap, garbage, literally, in our system and expect the metabolism to work, food is literally meant to be for health, not for taste. People forget that, and I forget that from time to time. So if it's not really healthy for us, and again, if there's nothing wrong with just a bite or once in a while something, but in essence, if a person doesn't have a good healthy lifestyle, and especially nutrition, but we should talk about the other stuff too in lifestyle, then you really don't have a foundation. All the other things don't really matter.
Years ago, there was a friend at our house, and I said, you know, I've got this vitamin mineral supplement. It's a powder. You mix it with water. You stir it up, and then you drink it. And he said, I'd like to try it. And I said, okay. So he tried it, and he kind of made some faces. And he said, I guess it tastes okay. Now, what he was telling me indirectly was that it has to taste good for him to want to consume it. It never occurred to me, that vitamins, minerals, and supplements had to taste good. That was not part of the equation. I would take them because they were necessary, not because I enjoyed the taste of it. I have a feeling we've fallen down.
Yeah, that's also the downfall of our society. If you look at the micro and the macro, in other words, as above, so below, as below, so above, just the general concept of humanity, you can see the fractal, so to speak, on many different layers. In terms of failure to take responsibility, in terms of on any number of layers, as we mentioned, there is a failure to take responsibility for one's choices, for one's outcomes. And then there is also the government and societal reinforced concept of, it's okay not to be responsible. As a matter of fact, here's your microwave society. If it's not done in 30 seconds, or if it's not convenient, or if it's not comfortable, or if it's not pleasant to the liking, then, you don't have to do it. In other words, so everything has to be catered. Everything has to be just the way a person likes it. Well, that's not how. And unfortunately, those who expect that will find out the hard way. But as you were saying, please. Yeah.
And you were mentioning the matrix, the dying healthcare system. The infrastructure is collapsing. I've been trying to get a part. A replacement part through the medical system for about 6 months. I call and they go, okay, we'll call you back. Or I leave a message, no one's there. I call and call and call. I'm not talking about your office, your clinic. I'm talking about the hospital system. I cannot get the customer service that I used to get. They're just not there. Nobody's home. And it seems like nobody's is caring. Is that what you're talking about, the collapse of the healthcare system?
I'm talking about the entire collapse of the entire concept of futility, of monstrosity, excuse the expression, that we have come to trust and call our healthcare traditional system. There is nothing traditional about it. Traditional is what goes back thousands of years ago. Traditional is the Chinese medicine, the acupuncture, the Ayurvedic medicine. It's the Native American cures. Being close to nature. It's recognizing our world and our part within nature and the nature within us and how it should be. I mean, literally, you're talking about returning back to the concept of original blueprint. That's including being responsible for our own health. But I'm also talking about the fact that having worked in the emergency room as well as in my private practice, and this observation comes directly more so from the emergency room experience. I've been an ER doc now in addition to my wellness practice. So I've worked ER over 20 years now, literally. Last 2 years, or since pandemic or fake-demic, or however we like to call this demic situation, started, the entire absurdity of the healthcare or sick care system, and let me just kind of get to the sheer atrocity of it. The pharma-mafia, with affecting the medical education, brainwashing young men and women who become doctors, usually for the right reasons, but by the time they come out of medical school, they're literally pimps. They are literally in the army, in the service of the pharmacomafia, pushing drugs. Foundation from Rockefellers, and interestingly, from Rockefellers, is when started a very brilliant and evil campaign, literally stating and saying that, oh, forget about all this primitive stuff that's been going around in nature for thousands of years. Forget about all that. No, that's stupid now. We're going to do something that only a human can do. Let's create some biochemistry here, or chemistry for your biology. Well, here's the thing. We are more than physical bodies. But if we believe and we fall into the matrix, and there's a movie called Matrix that literally explores the concept of society and culture as an artificial structure that is not true and is basically held up by the juice or the energy being drained from the individuals who are supporting it and who are asleep. And that's exactly what's happening here. We are literally asleep. And we're feeding this tremendous monstrosity of a system between CDC, FDA, medical education, and, again, pharmacomafia, all of those things, legislative government, and this entire monstrosity is responsible for more lives being taken, more deaths than anything else in the world. And people are still trusting it and believing it, and especially with insurances and everything else. And, one of the most frequent things that I hear in my practice is, yeah, but will my insurance pay for it? Well, my question is, sometimes if it pays for it, then it's great, fantastic. You know, let's be real. Money is difficult in this world. But if the insurance pays for death, and if that's what you're going to get as a result of the purchase, is that what you want just because insurance pays for it? Anyhow, that's just something to think about. It, of course, if you can use insurance for diagnostics and proper treatment, and sometimes and there's a place and a time for everything. Holistic literally means embracing the conventional system, embracing everything that science has come to understand and develop, and I'm a big fan of science. We do research in our clinic as well. Every statement that we make in terms of clinical outcomes comes from research and comes from a research foundation. It has to be reproducible. But at the same time, you're missing the entire spirit, soul, mind, body. That is who the humanity is. That is what humanity is. We have to remember. We have to return. And only then will the absurdity of the matrix of the healthcare system, where the external fixes take care of everything and responsibility or ability to respond is taken away from people, is reversed. In other words, back to reclaiming our lives. Reclaiming our lifestyles, reclaiming our nutrition, our supplements proper, because our world is polluted, and certain other things that support our being electromagnetically, but also self-regulation, such as autogenic training, biogenics, and we can go into a lot more, but I just feel really passionate about this, so I hope that the message is, please take care of yourself, and if you're not on the path of holistic or self-care, responsibility, accountability, then it's time. Time has come. It's now or never to get your life and health together. And the system has been failing, and it's been failing. And I'll give you examples of the many ways that it's not even serving the conventional standards. But please, if you want to jump in, I've been talking a lot.
I just have a question that ties with what you're saying. Are you seeing trends in with people in your practice in Springfield, Missouri, as well as in the emergency room? Are you seeing trends that are disturbing? You know, without getting specific, just trends in general. We're going into a break. We're going to come back with Dr. Sergei Shealy Soren. Clinic number 417-351-5221. To make an appointment, 417-351-5221. He'll be right back after these few short
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Sergey Shealy-Storm is with us. And if you'd like to make an appointment to visit him, or to call in on the telephone for a telephone consultation or a video chat, you can call 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. And if you'd like to buy your vitamins, minerals, and supplements from the same place I do, you can go to normshealy.com. That's the easiest way for me to remember it, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. So are there trends that you're seeing with people in your practice, you know, without being specific, just trends in general, either in the emergency room or in your practice, things that people could avoid if they just didn't do certain things?
Quite a bit of detail about things that I do see in the emergency room as a first responder, as a first liner, therapy for all sorts of stuff, from broken bones to heart attacks to infectious to, you name it. So here's how it used to work. I've worked in various types of emergency rooms, and I'm going to reflect more so on my emergency room experience at this point, which covers about 20 plus years, and the changing field of medicine, literally, because up until 2019, I literally had faith in the system. When Dr. Norm Shealy told me and kept saying that it's all pharmacomafia-based racketeering system, including the Rockefellers-based foundations and medications, drugs, prescription controlled market for fix everything, not really fix, but to create a market that's ongoing and clientele, which is always going to be there. In other words, sickly and, poor off people that are not well. And in this population, this is kind of painting the picture, enter the conventional healthcare system. So I just want to kind of walk you through what you see through the eyes of the emergency room physician as the day goes on. Before 2019, and I work, I'm just going to paint a visual. My emergency room work has been through level one from anything critical care access, very few resources. I'm the only doctor where I am right now, with just a couple of nurses. Not much capacity other than to stabilize and to send somewhere else if there's a crisis, to all the way to places with all kinds of backups and tertiary centers and trauma and all that stuff, ICU. Short of it is this. As a critical care access facility, hospital, I'm the only emergency room doctor on, and I work in a place called Iron County. Beautiful little place. I've been there for 7 years now. I'm still there, by the way. The general concept is when somebody gets sick, our hospital does not have the resources to continue to take care of them, but we have the resources to stabilize. But we can intubate, we can do all kinds of life-saving measures, but the idea is they have to get out to a higher-level facility. In other words, a place like Barnes Jewish or Missouri Baptist or any kind of a mercy type of mercy facilities, or you name it. This is called the transfer to a higher level of care. And sometimes when it's not possible to transfer, you get a consultation. And the consultation means, let's say I have a cardiology case, which is very complicated. A person's vital signs are crashing, and there's a very distinct cardiac condition, which is unstable, and so every second counts. So we need cardiologist input. And if the only doctor in the emergency room is emergency room doc, who's running around with other critical people, and only two or three nurses covering the entire field, entire ER, that's a recipe for disaster, especially if it continues to stay in that emergency room. You're not equipped. What's happening since 2019 is that the government and the hospitals are now changing rules to the degree that almost every different week, I don't know what to expect. Sometimes, some weeks, I cannot get people out. There was a person, for example, who literally died, passed away in our emergency room, and this was terrible.
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hadi Mutar, the 24-year-old man accused of stabbing writer Salman Rushdie, had no prior criminal history, and authorities said they have yet to determine a motive for the attack against the man who was targeted by Iran's leadership more than 30 years ago. Rushdie continues to improve after the attack. Another U.S. congressional delegation met with Taiwan's president in Taipei Monday, less than 2 weeks after Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit infuriated China's government. Senator Ed Markey, the Democrat from Massachusetts, is leading a five-member delegation. 1 year ago today marked the beginning of President Biden's decline with the American people, the fall of Kabul to the Taliban, and leaving enough weapons and equipment instantly made the Taliban one of the strongest militaries in the world. Not to mention what it did to the women of Afghanistan after a taste of freedom. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
An old World War I American warship has been discovered in its watery grave.
A U.S. Navy destroyer sunk by enemy fire during World War I may have finally been found off the coast of England. The U.S. Naval History and Heritage Command saying a group of divers from the U.K. found what is believed to be the wreckage of the USS Jacob Jones. The ship sank in December of 1917 after being hit by a torpedo from a German submarine. The divers say they didn't remove anything from the wreckage site after finding it and will now work with the U.S. Embassy on the next steps. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Today marks the one-year anniversary of the deadly withdrawal by the Biden administration that allowed the Taliban to take back control of Afghanistan, essentially removing all rights for women in that country and leaving Americans behind. Chad Robichaux, one of the sets of the boots on the ground on Fox News, describes the chaos under the debacle.
Well, certainly they were aware of what was going to happen because they were watching the influx of Taliban come in from Pakistan and from the mountains in tens of thousands. And you could watch each province fall as it went. I think they're aware. I think the president's advisors had advised them not to do this. He chose to do it anyway for whatever motivation is still unknown a year from this happening.
An unknown number of Americans and welcomed interpreters continue to hide in Afghanistan. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day, God, you're.
Take my.
When you go to
the for 2 seconds. class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Sergey Sheely Sorens with us, and we're talking about a particular case. And the patient didn't end up too well. Would you like to continue that?
Yeah, indeed. And this is something that literally makes my blood boil because this gentleman literally sat in our emergency room, and it's a small community hospital emergency room with no surgical capacity because there was no accepting facility in the entire city of St. Louis and anywhere along the way, 90 miles all around, or anywhere in the state that would accept him or any other patient for about 5 days. So he died of complications despite antibiotics and everything else literally in front of somebody's eyes. And he has seen a score of physicians, basically. Well, we change shifts. But the terrible thing is, since when has it been that this critical access hospital, which is supposed to have this support from the main bigger hospitals with services, doesn't no longer has that? And what's happening even further is that on several occasions there have been instances where even a consultation on, for example, a patient with an active seizure that's resistant to let's say all the things that we have in our emergency room, and there's a phone call to neurology to at least ask for advice or some kind of a guidance in a difficult and unusual situation, and the hospitals are even refusing to do that because of perhaps liability or whatever rules are, but apparently they don't have to give you any guidance. So leaving, for example, one emergency room doctor dealing with a status epilepticus, which is a life-threatening condition without resources. So if you can imagine, the system is failing. Other things, it's nearly impossible to get into specialists. It's nearly impossible to get a follow-up. I mean, our waiting list is about 2 or 3 months, and people, I believe, are realizing the value of holistic and the fact that conventional, at best, is a band-aid for the chronic, but can certainly help save your life acutely. So here's this whole entire situation, and there are folks that are still dependent on the healthcare system at the expense of not taking care of themselves. Lifestyle, as we mentioned, which is nutrition, activity, exercise, sleep, weight, stress management, but all sorts of things. And if a person is not responsible for themselves and has a slew of medical conditions or at least risk for medical conditions, and then stuff happens, guess what? You fall into the clutch of the conventional medical system, the sick care system. And that system is no longer able to support itself. So the illusion of the system and the care is going away. Now, I'm not saying that there is no support. I mean, if you show up to emergency room, you may be seen after 12, 14 hours. Unfortunately, that's what the wait times are lately. But and you'll get care. You may not, depending on who the person, of course, is properly. But the thing is, the world is changing, and this reminds me of a song by, I think it was Highwayman. It is what it is, but it ain't what it used to be, in short. So we no longer have the luxury of depending on this conventional failing matrix lie of a sick care system for our health. We have to take responsibility, accountability. We have to literally decide if we want to be healthy. And the holism, spirit, soul, mind, body, is the only way to complete health. I know I'm very passionate about all this, but please feel free to jump in and any questions or contributions.
Well, I know for a fact that neurology appointments are out 4 to 6 months. So someone who has seizures can get an appointment 4 to 6 months out. You're absolutely right. And what I'm hearing is that you are in charge of you, class. You are in charge of your health. And pretty soon, it seems like there's going to be no one to call. Now, I know for a fact that there's a hospital system in Springfield, Missouri, and it's actually a big hospital system. It's in many states throughout the country. And they have a nurse on call. And if you call the nurse and you say, I've got this problem, here's the symptoms, and what do I do? They're only authorized to tell you to drive right to the emergency room. They won't say, get a Band-Aid or take blood pressure or use a pulse oximeter or... they're not authorized to tell you anything other than come to the emergency room. Are you seeing that as well?
That is absolutely correct. And there's actually a reason behind that, and it's called CYA, cover your ass. I hope I can say that on the radio. Because, and again, you know, it makes sense in a way because you can't lay eyes on a person, so I understand one rationale behind it. Another rationale behind it is there's literally no telephone advice you can count on in many cases unless you got your personal doctor and you can do a telephone consultation and they will take good care of you. That's one way to go about that, you know, that specific case scenario. But I'll tell you what's even more scarier is that with the recent issues and layoffs and staffing problems with the nursing otherwise ratios, the scary thing in Springfield, Missouri is that at least one of the major hospital systems, there's actually a monopoly being played by the Mercy and the Cox systems here. Well, folks, I'm just giving away all the secrets here behind the healthcare, so I hope, well, it is what it is. You know, the truth needs to come out. So, anyway, there's now high school students, believe it or not, that have replaced the nurses who are trained to take vitals to literally walk around and do the nurses' jobs. And there's perhaps one or two nurses on certain locations just overseeing the whole thing. Let me tell you why this is wrong. And again, I love the idea of students learning how to what medicine is. But when I was a medical, even before when I was a student in the hospital volunteering and I was asked to take a vital sign, I clearly remember one situation where I took a vital sign and I kept going around doing my chores. I mean, I had no idea what 60 over 40 meant, and the person was turning gray. I mean, I'm just, you know, saying this for a fact. And by the time I came around and I showed it to the nurse, oh, and by the way, and this person's, you know, this is what that is, and the pulse is 170, and it's like, oh, wait a second, who is that? Boom, emergency, you know, code, you know, so on and so forth. Again, if you're not trained, you're going to miss these things, and that's why people are hurting, people are dying. We have to take responsibility for our own self when the external is no longer suffice. But it's a good thing. It's a wake-up. So if we do that, if we use this as a wake-up call, God bless. That's what that's all about. It's in every challenge, there's a blessing and opportunity. That's how I like to look at that. This entire falling matrix of a illusion of healthcare has given way to the truth. And whether one chooses to acknowledge, embrace the truth or not, if one chooses to prepare oneself for the truth and for the world we're living in, without lying to ourselves about what we can depend on and what we cannot, which is we can literally truly depend on ourselves, and of course, you know, there are certain things that we need to do. That's the key. That's holism. And that's how we're going to survive through this. Survive and thrive and do well. But anyhow, I've been talking a lot. Please. Yeah.
It sounds just like we need to learn as much as we can about our own health and get the supplies that we need to take care of ourselves. Because, frankly, what I'm hearing is there may be nobody to call. Nobody to call. Sounds like we're almost on our own right now. Am I correct or not?
I would say you're very correct, sir. Yes.
Okay. So, do you have a few more minutes to spend with us, or do you have to run?
actually, I happen to be driving now towards the office, and yes, I do have a few more minutes, so I'm happy to talk if you, the reception is good.
Okay, it's So here's a question. Monkeypox. Is monkeypox the new HIV?
The monkeypox is the new wave of terror for the mind and the psyche. It's an interesting concept, and it's actually primarily transmitted through extensive sexual contact among homosexual men. And again, there's no judgment zone here, but it's just the fact of the matter is, in order to call it a pandemic or any kind of a thing or any kind of a scary term, one would have to make it scary or create a weapon out of it or create a psychological weapon out of it. And I'm just going to leave it at that.
There's a report on the in the media that there was it was transmitted to a dog because of the two partners, the two homosexuals sharing the same bed, and the dog shared the same bed, and the dog got monkeypox. This is pretty scary stuff.
Yes. Especially for those who sleep with dogs, a terrible comment. I hope that didn't crash with anything on the censorship criteria. But literally, the absurdity of the whole situation. Just think about it. My God.
The next question I have for you is, do you have a protocol for grocery shopping? So when you pick up supplies for the family, when your wife picks up supplies, and you know the others in the household, they pick up supplies, go shopping at a grocery store. Do you have a protocol, or do you get curbside pickup? And do you have a protocol that you'd recommend for our class? I have one here.
And I would love to hear yours. I'll share mine. Mine is actually quite simple. My wife does all the shopping, and she takes care of everything. So I rarely have to see the inside of a store or anything else. I'm blessed. You know, that's all I can say. I'm truly blessed. Landy has been an angel. But I do know that when we shop, we avoid the... We don't get anything from the center aisles, in other words. This is where all the processed, all the sugary, all the manufactured stuff, literally. Where we do shop is we used to shop where the meats are, but now that the meats have gotten really expensive, there's other ways to get a meat, of course. The otherwise veggies and, fruits. Just mostly the outside of the grocery store. I hope that helps.
Yeah, and one of the things I was asking about was, do you have a protocol to maintain your safety, to keep pathogens from hopping on your hands while pushing a cart? Do you put the items that you buy in the sun, wearing gloves, and put them in the sun and rotate them for a few minutes so that the ultraviolet light of the sun disinfects and kills, you know, any of the viruses or that are pathogens? Do you do any of those things?
I am a huge fan of ultraviolet and the sun. You know, I'll tell you, this is the thing about me, is that I've been exposed as an emergency room doc.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
I started fighting the IRS back
40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars.
Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Sergei Shulasoran's with us, and we're talking about protocols to maintain health. And that's what you ingest and what you stay away from. So when you were here at the farm, you noticed that we practice pretty extreme protocols to make sure that we don't get COVID, the coronavirus, etc., other diseases. What do you do in your life? I mean, you are in the emergency room where people are really sick, right?
Always. I've been exposed to everything ever since the beginning of time, or should I say ever since the beginning of my time in the in medical field. Interestingly enough, my approach is very different, because as an ER doc, I don't have the luxury of being afraid or concerned about what whether a person does or doesn't have COVID, does or does not have pneumonia, does or does not have a possible bioweapon attack. In other words, there were times that I worked with people with concerns with bioterrorism on several occasions, and I had to suit up in various things, and we didn't even know what, if it was going to work or not. But the doctor, you do what you got to do. It's like in the military. I mean, you're a soldier. You serve. That's your purpose. So I've come to understand life in a different way. And to me, I don't concern myself with those things. I am mindful, but I don't concern. I don't allow mental and emotional energy to be wasted on things that are out of my control, so to speak. So one of the things that are in my control, of course, I do, you know, wash my hands and I stay away from unnecessary exposure if it's not needed. But if it is something that is a life activity or something that I'm not willing to give up or I need to do, I will continue to live my full life. Now, one secret to what I do and how I do this is because I keep my health in as good of a place as I can, including lifestyle in as good of a place as I can. But also, I take a lot of supplementation. And every week, every Monday or so, so I'm coming in, I'm driving in for that. One of the reasons is to come back to the office for intravenous vitamin C and medical ozone. So, for example, here's how this works. I just worked an emergency room in ER weekend. I've seen a lot of sick people, and masks may or may not protect. Again, there is a science that looks at the size of the pores in the masks and the size of the viral particles and so on and so forth. And you can argue back and forth, but the short of it is it's been demonstrated and clearly seen that the mask is not clearly the answer. So how do you stay healthy? You keep your immune system up. Vitamin C, medical ozone, but also make sure that I am taking care of my health in every other way. And good nutrition, activity. I do exercise several times a week, not as much as I want to. Lifestyle has gotten a little hectic lately, but I know where I'm going. I'm keeping my weight at my ideal. I'm actually at my ideal weight, give or take a couple of pounds, which is great, despite all the stress. I am constantly working on my stress levels and being mindful of what's going on in terms of my environment. And I take every opportunity to say, hey, this literally got me off kilter, or this literally allowed me to get off, you know, off center of what's going on, and how do I avoid it next time? How do I get stronger? How do I learn from this? Anyhow, I worry about very few things these days, and especially after I had a near-death experience out of body, several near-death experiences, as a matter of fact. But I do advise people to be careful, especially if one has any kind of pre-existing conditions, and you're going to be in a place of exposure. But I'd love to hear your thoughts and what you do.
Well, what I do is we don't go into stores unless we absolutely positively have to, because if you look at the typical shopper, they rub their nose and they push the cart, and they rub their nose and they push the cart, and then they rub their eyes and they push the cart, and then they sneeze, cover their mouth sometimes, and they push the cart. So what's on that push handle of a cart? It's probably a lab and experiment in itself. So we try not to do that. So if we have to, we're going to wear gloves. And about the masks, I mean, I don't know whether masks are really a good thing or a bad thing, but I do know that if I were going to be operated on in an operating room in a hospital, I'd want everybody to wear a mask, because I don't want anybody sneezing on an open wound, right? Isn't that one of the reasons why they wear masks in hospitals?
Yes. The reason for the surgical mask in the OR is indeed because of what you're talking about. But to be quite frank, there is a distinction between the use of the surgical mask for that purpose, including the size of the droplet, versus the size of, let's say, preventing viral particles. Because here's the thing. If you have a chain fence, so to speak, and you got mosquitoes on either side, the mosquitoes will find their way throughout the fence no matter where they are.
Very, very well said. Well, I'm looking forward to being with you next week, same time, same station, for Sergei Shealy-Soren. And his number at the clinic, 417-351-5221. We'll see you next week. Thank you so much for your expert advice and counsel.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.